Thanks, Vic. Jermaine, let's jump right into it. While playing at Youngstown State, you finished second in school history with 4,052 rushing yards and 39 touchdowns. How much did Youngstown State prepare you for this opportunity?
You know, I think it did a great deal, you know, preparing me, you know, especially with just everything, you know, especially just work ethic, because, you know, I was just the workhorse there, as you can see with those numbers. You know, just being independent, and, you know, and my teammates just hold me accountable and things like that. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to coming here and just be able to just work just like I did at Youngstown State and just see how far my work ethic takes me, because it's got me this far, and I hope it just continues to take me further.
During your sophomore year, you had experience playing special teams. How is that going to help you in your current role?
I think that's going to help me greatly. I also played, especially in my freshman year. I did a great job on those things, and that, you know, got me on the field, you know, and I'm hoping that's, you know, the same thing that happens here, because, you know, I have that experience, and for me, special teams is going out, and you just have to, you know, have great effort and be competitive and things like that, and, you know, that's what I'm being great at. And I think special teams, you know, you get down there, you just run down and make a play, you know, it's not too much really thinking to it, you know, things like that, so it's great, and I think I'll be able to come out and compete and make the plays on special teams.
As a senior in 2012, you racked up close to 1,300 yards, 15 touchdowns. Would you say your senior year was one of your most productive seasons?
Yes, definitely. You know, obviously numbers speak for itself, but, you know, I just want to keep that production going and things like that. But, you know, all I want to do is be able to help the team, you know. So whatever my production is, whatever, if I have to run down, you know, on kickoff, kick return, whatever it is, but, you know, however I can help the team, that's what I want to do.
At 5'9", 210 pounds, how would you describe your style of play?
You know, I think I have more of a balanced style. You know, I can bring that, you know, I can bring that power when I need to. And I can also bring, you know, that agility and vision and, you know, things like that when I need to. So I think I'm more of a balanced back. You know, I'm good at a lot of things, not necessarily great at, you know, necessarily one thing, but I think I'm good at a lot of things. I think that has helped me get very far, you know, but I'm going to continue to try and get great at all of those things. So.
And who were some of the running backs in today's game that you model your game after?
Ray Rice. I definitely say Ray Rice. I love watching him. You know, we have the same stature. And, you know, I think he's a balanced back, not great at necessarily one thing, but good at a lot of things. You know, and he makes plays, and, you know, that's what I want to do.
Jermaine, I read where you received calls from the Minnesota Vikings, Atlanta Falcons, and Houston Texans. All expressed some degree of interest in signing you after the draft and before the draft. But why did you sign with the Browns?
You know, I've been a Cleveland fan my whole life. And, you know, after I had the workout here, I think it was April 12th, I had the workout here. You know, and I just felt at home. I felt so comfortable here in the workout. You know, I grew up here in Cleveland. It was just a dream come true. You know, I just thank God for the blessings, and I just want to make the most of it and cherish it. You know, I want to just make this happen. You know, like I said, no matter what I have to do to help the team, that's what I'm here to do.
And making the most of it. Talk about what it means to your family to have this opportunity to be signed by the Cleveland Browns as an undrafted rookie free agent.
You know, my family is very happy. My mom's ecstatic. She said she goes to work and feels like a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great thing for the whole family. You know, it just picks up the vibes. You know, even if you're, you know, my family could be having a down day, but go to school, you know, and get happy because everyone's talking to them about, oh, yeah, your brother signed with the Browns here. You know, your son's with the Browns, you know, things like that. So it's great for the family, bring a lot of joy. You know, I just love the excitement that it has brought to my family. You know, I just want to continue to make them proud and do things, you know, and just show them, you know, and be a leader, you know, to my younger siblings. I'm the second, I was the seventh, things like that. And, you know, show them, you know, hard work pays off.
You haven't hit the field yet, but you're here in the building and you've been on the tour dealing with, you know, headshots and meeting with some of the coaching staff and going through the physicals and things of that nature. But with this opportunity, talk about your mindset as you go into this weekend.
My mindset is just work. You know, that's what I'm here to do. You know, all the cameras and the media and all the meetings, stuff like that, you know, that's all cool. But, you know, I like to step on that field and work. That's my motto, is just work, 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 work. And that's what's got me this far. And I just want that to continue to do that. Like I said, that's what I'm going to stress, is just work. When I get on that field and I'm thinking about no one else but the team and Jermaine Cook and what Jermaine Cook has to do and his responsibilities. And that's all I do, is just work. That's all I know.
Well, Jermaine, good luck to you. Can't wait to catch up with you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the interview.
Back to you, Vic.